Good evening, Madam Mayor and members of the council. My name is Hillary Lister, and I just wanted to address some concerns that I've come across after reviewing the proposed small wireless facility ordinance for Rockland. I am the proprietor of EM Facts and have worked with several communities in the Northeast on dealing with cell towers and developing local regulations that are appropriate and helpful and within the legal confines of what the FCC allows. And I did also email counselors, but just to highlight, the proposed ordinance lacks reasonable setback requirements between the small wireless facilities and people's homes. These facilities are putting transmitters far closer to people than are currently the case with towers, even though there are a number of concerns with the risks from living near a cell phone tower. These facilities are being located on poles under the ordinance. They could be within 15 feet high, so basically outside someone's window, right? And in a place where people are going to be exposed to a stronger signal more regularly. When I've measured before and after the radio frequency radiation levels, both in Lewiston and Portland, where these facilities are located, you're looking at up to a 1,000-fold increase in the levels that someone is exposed to on a daily level, a daily basis. So if someone, just the average level outside a home on the street without one of these transmitters, you're looking at 10 to 20 microwatts per square meter. Once one of these facilities is operating, you're looking at upwards of 20,000 to 100,000 microwatts per square meter. So this is a significant increase in levels people are exposed to. There's also increasing evidence showing harm to pollinators, wildlife, tree and plant life. And municipalities across the country have adopted ordinances that have setbacks up to 1,500 feet between these transmitters and people's homes, schools, parks, daycares. All of this is something that the city could reasonably put into an ordinance. The proposed ordinance also lacks requirements for the city to notify residents if one of these facilities is going to be located in front of their home. And it lacks a requirement for a public hearing on this. It also lacks annual relicensing. So if there are problems, there's not a clear process to address those. There's also concern that the appeals process is inaccessible to people who are unable to hire an attorney. Other municipalities have an appeals process, which would go back before the municipality. The only appeals process provided in this ordinance is to Maine Superior Court, a process that really does require a person to hire an attorney. This ordinance also really encourages these facilities to be located along the public right-of-way, so people who don't have the wealth to live upon on a private road are going to be bearing the burden of this risk. The ordinance also specifies that small wireless facilities should use existing electric circuits whenever available and feasible. That could place undue burden on your current utilities. These transmitters, especially the 5G millimeter wave transmitters, consume easily 2 to 3 times as much power as the 4G transmitters, which already are big power hogs. These, however, are periodically, they're only sending a signal when they're contacted by a device. And at that point, they send a very strong power surge. They have to send a signal on up to dozens of transmitters at once. So placing this on the same circuit as a residential electric circuit could pose problems, and other communities are seeing problems with fires from these facilities. So that's another thing that you would want to prepare for and address before opening the door to these sort of facilities. The ordinance could result in removal of hundreds of trees in Rockland. Under the current ordinance, it would allow the removal of native trees as long as the trees are replaced with plant or other landscape features approved by the city. The millimeter wave transmitter's signal is easily blocked by trees, so it is standard practice to remove trees when these are installed on a utility pole. And finally, the ordinance lacks requirements for radiation testing. Many municipalities do require that there's pre- and post-installation testing and then regular testing for relicensing to ensure that they're operating within FCC standards. And they also require warning signs on the utility poles. An increasing concern for utility workers and arborists has been injury from working in front of these transmitters while they are transmitting. I emailed you this letter, and it includes a link to an article on the risks that arborists are facing from this.
Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you. And I encourage you to consider adopting a moratorium on this and voting no on the ordinance, since you can develop a much stronger one that'll protect your community. Thank you.
Thank you.